portions of this show were pre-recorded, so Kevin could make a break for it. Kevin Keith, a friend you can depend on. This is KNS Radio.
Now, good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
Full of energy and excitement, and they always have a good topic to talk about. KNS.
All right, friends. Welcome to the KNS Radio Network news and commentary on a Thursday, quickly becoming one of my favorite days because it's just kind of like, hey, let's just get through it, and we're all ready to Friday. Boom, there we are, right? I know a lot of people look at hump day and Wednesday as, you're halfway through the work week, and that means something to some people. Some people still have to work on weekends, and a lot of us stay busy and have other jobs and do other things. However, there's something about it, because I work a Monday through Friday job full time and then get to work on my little fun hobby projects, such as KNS and a few other things that I do and enjoy doing of an evening and on the weekends. But there's something about Thursday, man. I've just started to love Thursday recently. And again, I think it's just because we get up, we do it, we go through our robot status and just kind of get it done and just focus on the weekend. And again, I think I've shared with you before, I've worked at in real terrestrial radio where it was my full-time job and the way I paid the bills before, to where I was always a manager or something, so it was always like I had to go in on the weekend when someone else – it's kind of like retail or fast food. I mean, when someone else can't come in or calls in, it always falls on oftentimes the top dog. And so weekends were kind of, hit or miss sometimes at the place across town where the coffee still sucks, I hear. Well, good morning to you. This is KNS Radio Network News and Commentary. I am Kevin Keith, and it is a Thursday. We want to thank our community-minded partners with KNS because truly, friends, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be on the air here and bring you all this great programming and commentary and interviews and other items, along with the best hits of the 70s and 80s. Our community-minded partners include Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, Probyte Computers, and Pizza Hut of Frankfort, all with the KNS Radio Network. This hour, we're going to talk about the preliminary facility assessment, and we're going to get to this in just a moment, for the Regions Bank building, which is now the Annex building, as we all see it being built on the, what would be the Never Eat Shredded Wheat, northwest corner of the Frankfort downtown square. You could also do Never Eat Sugar Wafers, if you need to remember the northeast southwest. I always have a brain lock with that. But I was able to obtain, after a lot of digging and a little prodding and some friendly acquaintances I made, this preliminary facility assessment from August 16th of 2013, prepared for the Clinton County Commissioners, prepared by Envoy, who is currently building the annex in the downtown Frankfort area. So we're going to talk about that. And I think you guys know me well enough to where if this was a good report, I would report it. If it was a bad report, I would report it. I'm all about transparency, as most of us are. Some items in this, it doesn't look good. And it just didn't sit well with me when I obtained this 16-page document about a week ago. I read through it initially and printed out a copy, hid it in my sneaky snooper place in my apartment, and went back and reread it. And although it's 11 years old, a lot of things hold true. And this is going to show you just how unnecessary this $17.7 million building that is being built right now on the square is and was, and how the county commissioners and Clinton County Council truly must think we're a bunch of idiots. I don't understand the balls these people have to not give us the whole story. Because oftentimes you can give us part of the story and it's kind of like, okay, I get that. But this is the rest of the damn story. And when you hear it here in a few minutes, you're going to be just as pissed as I was. And again, I've obtained this copy. It is a preliminary facility assessment for Regions Bank of Frankfort. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. First, I want to remind you and reach out to you. If you're a business owner or you work for someone who would get behind what we're doing here at what I'm doing here at KNS, and would like to get some cost-effective advertising, we've created this huge buzz in the Frankfort and Clinton County area, and I'm getting ready to kick this into second gear. Again, I told you guys up front, marathon, not a sprint, because I've been doing this predominantly by myself. I've had some help from Kim Prather and the likes of a few other people doing some reporting and helping us out. Stu Snodgrass, he does the aerial drone photography for us, and the sponsors. But just like any business, you have sponsors, and sometimes they fall off. And due to Bidenomics or economics or whatever, I've already lost one. And it truly, when I say it truly takes sponsors to do this, I'm not looking to get rich off KNS. I put all the money back in to the station, but I've got these monthly bills that pay for all the licensing fees and the artist royalties for the music we play. We do it all legal. And I need the sponsor help. And I'm in that position to where I'm going to be taking off my regular job because I've accrued vacation time now, and I'm going to be setting up some appointments next week or the week after that to go out and sell KNS Radio. So if you own a business, if you would like to participate and join the KNS network family, please give me a call. I'll give you my phone number. It's 317-989-4536. You can text. You can hit me up on Facebook Messenger. You could do get a hold of me anyway. You see me standing on the square downtown Frankfort. Hey, Kevin, pull over. I'll give you the details. I could talk business anytime, all right? So just get with me, and I would love to custom make a promotional plan for your business that you'll be happy with. And if you need references, I guess, from people who sponsor with us and the results that they've seen already as we're just getting started, we can provide those too, because again, transparency always wins, and we're creating the buzz. We've got a good base here. I love every single one of you, whether we all agree on everything 100% of the time or not. And one thing I know in life is how to do good radio. And that's what we've been doing. It's going to get even better as the time allows me here. So if you or your business or you know of a business, no high pressure sales, okay? We've got a couple tiers of advertising, and all you got to do is get with me. I'm going to come and lay it out for you, show it to you. We could talk over Messenger, email, text, whatever's good with you. And we'll come up with a plan, all right? The good thing is I'm the boss here. And if you got something you can't quite afford what I've got, we can fine-tune that, okay? Down to the dime. So what I'm truly looking is to build this network, and we're off to a good start, but we certainly need the help. And it is, at the end of the day, about the promotions and the KNS Radio Network partners who truly are partners, helping me bring this to you here at knsradionetwork.com. All right. I love these weeks because every other week we have 3 days of giveaways. On Monday, every other Monday, we do the Gym City Junction $25 gift certificate. And man, you can get a lot there for that. And we gave that away on Monday. And, you know, they got coffees and paninis. I talked to Ryan, the owner, earlier this week. They're getting ready to start their fall menu. So he's all stoked and excited about that. And I'm going to be doing an interview probably with him over the next week as he's going to tell you a little more about Gym City Junction. But be listening every other Monday for your chance to get registered on the Morning Sickness Facebook page, all right? And then Wednesday, every other Wednesday, we give away a dozen deluxe donuts from Granny's Goodies in Mulberry. And man, this is a wing dinger. Again, not just a little scrawny glazed donut. This is a great big donut. And deluxe means Granny has all the latest tools to shoot the delicious goodness inside of a donut, and then these little robots that come out and sprinkle deliciousness on top too, okay? So these are the deluxe dozen donuts. We give away a full dozen of them. You're like going to be the most popular person in the office, or take them to a family get-together. A full dozen every other Wednesday from Granny's Goodies and the KNS Radio Network. And then tomorrow, every other Friday, we've been doing this for almost 3 months now. Thank you, Jill Hine at Frankfurt Pizza Hut. It's Free Pizza Friday. All you got to do is go to the Morning Sickness from KNS Radio Facebook page and comment, "KNS Radio rocks," when prompted. And sometime later in the day, I get with you personally on Facebook Messenger and let you know that you're the winner. The winner gets a choice of a free large pizza or 16 boneless wings. Can't go wrong either way, from Frankfurt Pizza Hut and the KNS Radio Network. Before we get started on this preliminary facility assessment, let me grab a quick drink here. Thank you for indulging me. I'm running the control board by myself and a lot of things behind the scenes here. And the coffee is so delicious here in my apartment. Still sucks at the station across town, I hear, but yum, yum, yum. So again, what you've tuned in for here, friends, promoted it last night on Facebook as much as we could, and I'm hoping as many people can hear this as possible. And then I'll post this later to our knsradionetwork.com interviews page. And you can go and re-listen to this and just get more pissed off as you want. So you want a good reason to get pissed this weekend, just tune in and check out today's program. Okay, again, this was prepared for the Clinton County Commissioner. Now, how did I get this, you ask? I'm not going to tell you, but I have my sources that I protect, okay? And I do that for my sake and yours, okay, because you don't want to know. But this is the official document from Envoy, which is a project and construction management company based out of Indianapolis. And they've done a lot of work in this area and all communities throughout the Hoosier State. This was prepared for the Clinton County Commissioners, prepared by Envoy Incorporated. The date of the report, August 16th, 2013. Now, I'm going to read this to you, not all 16 pages, because like 8 of them were photos. But it'll get a little drab sometimes, but I'm going to try to keep it going here. And so I can keep your attention, okay, and my attention for that much. So we start off with page 1. This preliminary assessment was made for the Clinton County Commissioners to review the Regions Bank facility located at 2 East Washington. The site was visited by construction professionals, a structural engineer, a mechanical contractor, and a roofing contractor. The preliminary assessment is intended to provide a macro view of the facility conditions and major systems. Where current deficiencies are noted, they have estimated the probable cost associated with the repairs. This observation did not include any testing of materials or demolition of materials to observe the conditions. Further investigation and analysis of building components and systems will be required as the goals and priorities are defined for the facility use improvements and renovations, which basically means like if the heating and cooling system needs to be totally replaced, part of this is included in the final cost, which I also have some estimates that I'll have here at the end of this for you. Again, this was 11 years ago, prepared for our current commissioners at the time, one of which was Mr. Bert Weaver, who is a current commissioner now and had taken a few years off and then ran for re-election and was caucused in originally. So the current Regions Bank facility sits on an approximate 13,000 square foot plot. It's a combination of two or three structures, likely built in the 1920s or 30s. Plans were not available at the time to visit or verify the total building size, but they estimated it to be in the range of 31,000 to 35,000 square feet. The facility currently houses Regions Bank and an attorney's office. And, of course, we all remember this building. They had done a nice job with it for it being two or three buildings built in the 20s or 30s. They had put the brick facade on it and had done a pretty nice job. It looked pretty good for what it was. Based on available information, we believe the facility was last renovated in the 1980s. In general, the interior finishes and visible normal wear aligns with the time frame. Throughout the buildings, the usable areas vary in quality and condition and their respective need of renovation for both cosmetic and infrastructure improvement. So they start out talking about the basement, which is kind of boring, but important because it is your foundation. The basement level of the facility has various floor elevations ranging from approximately 6 feet to 9 feet. The basement floor slab is concrete cast on grade, on the grade of the property there. It should be noted that a section of hollow sounding slab was discovered in the west area of the basement level. They are generally brick throughout, but the basement walls at the northwest corner of the building are cast in place concrete. The interior load-bearing basement walls are typically brick, with some walls being concrete block. The east portion of the basement does have a series of steel columns supporting a steel beam line. Now, all of this are parts of the building that you and I as the public never got to see, right? The first floor framing in the northwest corner of the building consists of steel beams and joists supporting metal floor deck and concrete slab. Condition of the brick basement walls is fair to good, with some areas showing moisture infiltration, especially along the west wall. This moisture was enough to dampen a section of the basement slab. The west section of the basement has a distinct smell of dampness, and the potential for mold growth is likely. But again, it didn't have it at the time, and they're going to tell you at the end of this how you can remediate that before you even get the mold, which we'll talk about. They go on to talk about large brick piers supporting the bank vaults on the first floor that were probably put in, you know, after they decided to put a bank in there sometime back in the 1980s. They then move on to the exterior veneer of the building, brick, generally in good condition. The south elevation is brick veneer that appears to have been added as part of the renovation in the 1980s. The veneer is in good condition and has been well maintained. The east elevation is above an adjacent building low roof and was not able to be observed. They go on to say there are downspouts on the north elevation that are in good shape. It's difficult to determine the source of the water infiltration on the west brick basement wall because the west sidewalk is in good condition and the flexible joint ceiling appears to be fairly new and in good condition. If the water infiltration persists, it will be advisable to remove the west sidewalk and waterproof the exterior of the west brick wall. Again, something that could be fixed with a small amount of money instead of just tearing down and building. Of course, it gets better, you ask. So, based on the observation, the structural issues observed and described in this narrative are all generally minor and normally easily repaired and maintained. I want you to remember that. In this narrative are all generally minor and are normally easily repaired and maintained. It's our opinion that once the remedial work is complete and with regular general maintenance, this building should continue serving its occupants for many years. As with any structure this age, we recommend monitoring the building closely for any cracks, leaks, or movement on a regular basis and reporting these conditions to a design professional for further review. We now move to the roof, which was inspected by a local roofer at the time, John Henshaw. It's been reported the roof was replaced in the last 1 to 2 years and is in generally good shape. There are some areas that need additional attention and or correction to make the roof watertight. The new rubber roofing has a aluminum coating This will be a maintenance item for the building owner and require periodic recoating. Some areas of the coating are deteriorating due to standing water. They go on to talk here. An old skylight that had been covered with rubber membrane roofing is it's one of those locations where flashing and trim and some of the rubber roof didn't quite like go where it was supposed to, could be improved to ensure the watertight system. Presumably the old skylight was done to stop leaks in the skylight system when they covered it with a rubber membrane, which I have a picture of, and it looks like a fourth grader did it. The rubber membrane has created a ponding scenario, adding weight to the skylight systems that it would, of course, not been originally designed for. It's recommended the skylight system either be repaired and the membrane removed, or the entire skylight system be removed and the roof framed in and roofed properly. Okay, so we've covered the basement, sides, outside, and the roof. The mechanical systems. Combined facilities also serve with a combination of heating and cooling systems. Throughout observation, it's evident the building does not maintain consistent temperatures throughout during all seasons. A large part of the building's heating system is serviced from a boiler located in the basement. It goes on to talk about the most prevalent HVAC system is the building is on the rooftop, which is an air handling unit that they believed served primarily the cooling needs of most of the structure and provides some heating. There were another 8 to 10 systems serving various areas, most in the two-story portion of the building. It was their recommendation that the future long-term use of the facility be studied before making any major investments in retrofitting or replacement of the HVAC systems, which is their way of saying take another closer look at it when and if you purchase this for county use. With the electrical systems, it says it has switch gear and panels that show significant age, but have the evidence of being well maintained and are serving the needs of the facility appropriately. The main distribution panels and switch gear should be evaluated closer and considered for upgrade/replacement during any significant renovations that may be planned. Again, it works, just take a closer look at it if you purchase it. They go on to say that the lighting systems throughout are sufficient for the spaces and work areas observed. However, they're old and lack the energy efficiencies available in new lighting fixtures today, which we know has come even tenfold from 11 years ago. Fire alarm system is old technology, not up to current code. The building owner will most likely be required to upgrade or replace the fire alarm system. Did not observe any significant IT cabling infrastructure during their tours that would be typical of the requirement and needs for county offices, which again, at the time, before we had a lot of Wi-Fi, we all ran cables, right? It would be the, what do we call it? Ethernet. You know, we all, and some of you still use that. It's a good way to work around Wi-Fi. They anticipated that the county's IT staff and consultants would encourage all new infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. Plumbing systems. It was apparent through observation of the basement that retrofit and replacement of the piping systems has taken place over time. There exists some cast iron and some PVC waste systems, but visually appears that most, if not all, of the galvanized water supply lines have been replaced with copper, which is very crucial because that's the way you do it. And that's the way you still do it today. Copper beats PVC every single time when it comes to plumbing. That's what they're running into at Old Stony right now with all their issues they've had. Now, whoever did it the right way with the copper, okay? They go on to say that it's their assumption small electric water heaters are dispersed throughout the facility as required for restrooms and sinks, etc. In regards to restrooms, there are no public restrooms currently on the first floor. Visitors are sent to the second floor. So it goes on to say that, like, if this is purchased and the public will be in there, if it becomes a county facility, it's recommended a small restroom be constructed on the first floor. They did not observe any fire sprinklers in the building, and they told them and encouraged the county, if they purchased, to consider the installation of a sprinkler system throughout. This will significantly enhance the life safety features of the building and potentially curb major loss if a fire were to break out in this facility, being that it's largely wood construction, okay? Now, in conclusion, here's where it gets good. Thanks for hanging with me. This is worth it. In conclusion to this preliminary assessment of the Regions Bank building in Frankfurt, we would rate this structure in fair to good condition. There are several needs for improvement slash renovation to make a long-term investment in this property. However, there are no preliminary indications that with proper care and maintenance that this facility could not be occupied by the county long-term. These are the words spoken 11 years ago by the company that's now building the new one. You kind of see where I'm going with this? The final paragraph says, it is our recommendation that moving, well, the next to the final paragraph, sorry. It's our recommendation that moving forward, the long-term intended use and function of this facility is evaluated by a design professional with input from the county. The design professional should prepare a recommended use plan that addresses building infrastructure, public access, security, efficiency, functionality, and aesthetic needs. A conceptual construction estimate should be prepared in association with the recommended use plan. This information will empower the county to properly evaluate, plan, and budget renovations and improvements that will most efficiently use and operate the Regions Bank facility for the next 20 to 30 years. So here's the final paragraph. Probable cost. The following page lists items identified and discussed in this report with an associated probable cost. The costs are not intended to be all-inclusive of the options and scenarios for repair or upgrade. For example, the mechanical systems identify costs for the replacement of existing equipment in items 1 and 2, while item 3 would abandon the existing system and install a new distributed system within the structure as it stands with minimal alteration. So the next page here, friends, is the probable cost ranges for the Regions Bank in Frankfurt, Indiana, based on a visual inspection by Envoy 11 years ago. I'm not going to go through it all because I just kind of laid it out for you of what they suggested. But their structural, roof, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and they go into the details. It's line items right here, okay? They gave the county three numbers, three tiers, a low cost of what it would cost at a minimum for all of this stuff. I didn't add those numbers up. There's a target cost of what they would kind of like it to be if they were able to get the contract or whatever. I didn't add those numbers up. And then a high cost because I wanted to be conservative on this and give the county the benefit of the doubt and go with the highest cost possible. And don't tell me this was 11 years ago and all this has tripled and doubled. Yes, I know construction costs and all this, it's all went up, but it isn't going to be $15 million worth of difference. Because the grand total here, friends, is, where did I write it down? Oh, I think it's on my phone. Give me a second. Gosh, it's like giving you the popcorn with no butter, right? The calculator. Okay, the total cost is $1,655,852, which isn't much. Now, I don't have $1,655,852, but if the county would have taken $1.6 million, we'll just round it off, and put that into the Regions Bank building, let's give them another million and say the costs would affect it over 11 years, cost of things, Bidenomics, whatever. Let's give them another million. Let's say 2.6. That's still cheaper than the 17.7, which it's currently projected at for this building. I go into looking at the rest of the story from this point. So remember that number, 1.6 million and change, okay? We're talking about, I've got so many notes, I should have typed them out before I started recording here. We have a $12.1 million renovation, according to a meeting from 2022 that the commissioners had, that approved $16.7 million for the new building. So their argument was, why not build new? It's going to cost $12 million to renovate this. And this was 2 years ago. You can go see the story at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Ken Hartman wrote it. He was at the meeting. This was public knowledge at a commissioner meeting. $12 million renovation, according to a meeting just 2 years ago. Now, I'm not great at math, but what is 12.1 million minus 1.6 million? It's about 10 million and change, right? So how did it go up to $11 million? And who gave them that renovation study? Again, this is just 2 years ago. I don't know, because I don't have that document. But it sure looks a lot better when you as a commissioner can stand up there and say, well, it's going to be $12 million anyway. We might as well spend another $5 and go for the brand new building and build it exactly the way we want. Well, I know we elect you to make decisions for us, but that should have been voted on in some capacity, like a referendum in the community or something. Let's put the brakes on this for a minute, because this is a lot of money. And they knew it wasn't going to be popular with people who pay attention to this stuff. Some people just, oh, okay, it's a new building. But again, let me go back here. $1.6 million is what Envoy said it would cost, roughly, on the high end, to renovate this 11 years ago. Jordan Brewer told us 2 years ago, $12.1 million. So why not just go ahead and spend $16.7 million and build new? That was the number at the time. It's now 17.7. So we're almost at $18 million on this building sitting in Frankfort, Indiana. Yes, $18 million. So I remember a couple months ago, we was talking about property taxes and how this would pay for part of that or all of that. And again, it all gets confusing. But Alan Dunn, the county council president, told ClintonCountyDailyNews.com at the time, like back in February, in this big long paragraph using words that, I don't know, confuse a lot of us, that they'll be able to pass the savings onto the taxpayers with this efficient building. We'll be able to pass the savings along, just like their Walmart, just like they're a used car dealership. So this is a two-part story here, friends. It gets better. There was a commissioner in 2020. I'm not going to mention his name. He had his son turn off the water, and then the pipes froze and busted, which caused mold problems because they didn't recognize it for a while, and they didn't know how to pump out a bunch of gallons of water before they discovered it. Now, here's the thing. I have a source that told me that about 2 months ago. And again, I'm protecting that source because they trusted me with that. I'm allowed to do that as a journalist. I believe that source, or I wouldn't be telling you this today, friends. So a commissioner 4 years ago had his son turn off the water for winter. Then the pipes froze, busted, caused the mold problems. And they told us about all that. But they didn't tell us the whole story. They didn't tell us that one of them were incompetent enough or went ahead and put their hands on a building that we may or may not have even owned at the time, to maybe for the best of intentions. But that's why you hire professionals and you're transparent about stuff. You got to ask questions if you don't know exactly what you're doing. So all the commissioners and county council told us, well, remember this just a couple years ago? I was still working at the station across town where the coffee still sucks. They told it. We had a big kumbaya. I remember this day, county council, commissioners, everybody holding hands, giving each other kisses, downtown Frankfort. And it was because, well, it's just there's mold now and there's standing water. And it's an old building, and there's probably asbestos. Did you hear me mention asbestos once in that report? Hell no. I'm not saying there wasn't, but Envoy said there wasn't. And that was one of the reasons they gave, one of the many, for allocating your $17.7 million. Again, they didn't tell us all of it. They didn't tell us the whole story. They said, oh, there's probably asbestos. There's standing water. There's some mold. It's a mess. There's uneven floors. Blah, 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 blah. And they had all these reasons to go ahead and spend $17.7 million when they could have renovated it for, again, I'll give them an extra million for 11 years, $2.6 million. And that's on the high end. And that's according to the group that's building the damn building now. You see where I'm going with this? They haven't been upfront with us at all about this. They just told us part of the story, so we accept the fact that, okay, well, if there's mold and asbestos, they kind of get us on their team, you know? But they don't tell us the whole story, and we're stuck holding the bag, literally, the bag of property tax cash. So there's an article from ClintonCountyDailyNews.com from 2022 where they admitted that the water main had a break, quote unquote, last winter, which would have been 2021, when I was talking about. Now, again, no mention of asbestos in this report, and they did even go one step further and tell us that there was a water main break last winter, which was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now. But again, they didn't tell us the whole story. They didn't tell us it was one of their kids that's responsible. One of the commissioners taking it upon themselves to put someone in charge to go in there and turn stuff off wintertime. Again, maybe with the best of intentions, but are you a professional? Did you have permission to do that? Even if you didn't, give them the benefit of the doubt. Why didn't the commissioners and county council tell us this 3 years ago? Hey, we screwed up, you know? And then they could have still went ahead and voted to spend your $17.7 million. But wouldn't it have looked a lot better if they would have just been honest with us and told us, hey, we screwed up? Or been honest with us and say, hey, not only did we screw up, we want a new building. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to spend your money. I would have respected that a ton more than all this half-truth stuff. So we got the Regions building as a steal, I think, at like $500,000, I think, was the number on it. So that's like giving it to us when you talk about government money. So by the time you purchase, you renovate, say it's even at even $3 million, I'll give them that. We're looking at $3,500,000. So what is $17.7 million minus $3 million? It's $14.7 million that we're going to be paying for the next 20 years, kids, grandkids, taxpayer dollars. All for a document that I guarantee you ClintonCountyDailyNews.com did not report on at the time. The commissioners probably never let this document see the light of day. It was probably buried in the Regions Bank building or on the top attic of the courthouse. Again, you don't want to know how I got it, but it's official. So $500,000, we got this as a steal. We bought it off some dude in Canada. He kind of had our feet to the fire, I remember, because he put like a July 15th deadline to that year. If we can't get a deal, man, I'll do something else with it. So we got it for a steal, I think. $500K ain't much when it comes to government spending your money. So, again, that you could have it totally renovated just like you want, your own private commissioner offices or whatever, plush carpet, for a lot less. But there's an extra $14, $15 million in there that the commissioner spent without your blessing. I don't know anyone except for county council and the commissioners who are happy and holding hands and kissing each other and singing Kumbaya about spending $17 million. And I have heard the excuse, well, we got to pay it too. We pay property taxes too. Okay, you're three people out of 30,000 in the county. And those are legal people we know about. So don't forget, they get the parking lot too. They get all the parking back there, which is almost as valuable as a building in downtown Frankfort today, because nobody knows where the hell to park, especially with Envoy having all their stuff back there for the last year and a half. They originally told us it's going to be 2024, sometime this year. And yes, they've made a lot of progress over the last several months, last couple of months. They got it going. We see the steel beams and stuff. I mean, it's looking all right. But it's going to be next year before it's done. They're not on track to get this thing done. And again, they get all the parking. I live downtown. I'm fortunate enough, me and my girlfriend, we were able to get a parking pass. We park over on the ramp sometimes. If not, the city gives us a ticket for being out front or on the courthouse for more than 3 hours. So the commissioners didn't think of anyone but themselves in this. And they had no plan for any of the business owners on the square who should be more pissed than me, frankly. Because like I've said before, Heather's Flowers has a fleet of vehicles. We're not just talking about one vehicle. I know Ellis Jewelers, you know, they got a couple employees. Yes, there's other places to park, but these are businesses. And like Artie's, they accommodate a lot of people at one time. And there's times you can't find a parking spot on the square. And I'm here to tell you, the commissioners aren't going to be generous when this opens up and it's built and the lot is back there. It's going to be for county parking only, I'm sure. For county employees and stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe they'll get that part right and give some part of it as public parking. But they've sure not given a damn in the last year and a half. And there was no thought put into it. Just all of a sudden, boom, you can't park back there. Again, we find ways around it. But it's just the arrogance of the whole thing. So Envoy, I kind of have to think they're a little culpable in this too. Because I remember Commissioner Jordan Brewer at the time saying, well, Envoy went ahead and gave us a presentation so we could compare renovations at $12 million, which I think was bull, compared to, because of all the asbestos and floods and mold and stuff, that was the commissioner's fault that they didn't tell us about. And then Envoy also gave a presentation about what a new building would be, which was 16 point something, 16 or yeah, like 16.2 or 16.7 million, but they've already added another million on it. Now, I know they have the BOT, the build, operate, transfer, where they can't go above a certain amount, but they've already went a million above because it's at $17.7 million right now is what this building that you drive past and see on the northwest corner of the Frankfort Square cost is going to cost. That's what we're paying Envoy. So a little bit of culpability, a little bit of responsibility on Envoy's part. I think so. I understand they're in the money-making business, right? But is this the best interest of the community? Would the commissioners have even thought of it if Envoy hadn't planted the seed and said, oh, and again, I was working for the station across town where the coffee still sucks at the time. This happened quick because it was renovate, renovate, renovate. All of a sudden, Envoy gives this presentation just out of the blue, willy-nilly, and everybody jumps on that. It was renovate up until the first splotch of paint was supposed to go on. And then all of a sudden it changes to, well, we'll just go for another $4 million. We'll just go ahead and just build a whole new thing. So I don't know if Envoy had the best interest of our community as well. Again, I've got the official document. You could tell I get pretty worked up talking about this. And it's not because of the dollar amounts. Governments spend money. That's what they do. All we can do as taxpayers is hope they spend it in a somewhat efficient way. And when we catch them in half-truths and lies like this, more half-truths, not a lie, we didn't know about it. It would have been a lie if we could have asked a question about it a couple years ago. But they held that from us. They gave us all the information except for the one piece that clearly puts the blame on them. So I was able to acquire this document again, the Regions Bank, Frankfort, Indiana Preliminary Facility Assessment prepared by Envoy for the Clinton County Commissioners at the time, back on August 16th, 2013. And you've heard it, and there's a couple things that bear repeating and really jumped out to me was their suggestion on the high end was $1.6 million in change. All of a sudden, 10 years later, it's $12 million to renovate. I mean, that's fishy, man. I stopped short of saying a lie, but that's fishy. And I'm sure they had it on paper somewhere that said, it's going to cost $12.1 million to renovate this thing. And it maybe it did. I just don't think mold remediation and quote-unquote, what they said, asbestos removal, would cost an additional $11 million. I have a hard time. I know it's expensive, but I have a hard time believing it. Now, the person who told me about the commissioner who is responsible for letting his son go in and play with the water spigots and stuff, not play with, but turn off, this person told me, and again, on good authority, I trust this source 110%, that the building, it was in fine shape, just like this report says. So there's two sources that have confirmed that building was just fine. Yet, the commissioners chose to spend an additional $15 million for a grand total of $17.7 million, which is what we're paying for the current building. Now, at the same time, they threw in, quote-unquote, the courthouse renovations, which needs done. I'm not arguing that fact at all. Now, personally, I think $10 million for that is a hell of a price tag. I mean, even in 2024, that's a hell of a price tag. However, I'd rather see that and save $15 million on the back end by not building the new building where the Regions Bank used to be, the new county annex. Because if we would have done that, we would have had that bond for only, what, $10 million for the renovation for the courthouse, say $3 million, give them an extra million, $13 million bond for two projects, and it would be done. Instead, we're looking at a nearly $28 million bond. I mean, that's what, 15? We keep going back. $15 million difference, man. $15 million difference. So, again, I got the documents. It's all official. I don't know if it was public knowledge. I know, well, not public knowledge. I know it wasn't. I just ran across it, had to dust it off after 11 years. And I didn't just run across it. Like I said, I can't tell you, and you don't even want to know where it came from. But I'm looking at this, and I don't think it ever saw the light of day. I would like to think there would have been a media group at the time. This is before my time. I didn't move the community until 2017. I would like to think there would be a media group at the time who would have picked up on this and said, whoa, 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 whoa. And then 10 years later, put two and two together and say, wait a minute, remember that report from Envoy 10 years ago? But nobody did, and it probably wasn't available. And knowing the media groups of this town, they wouldn't have done it anyway. But we're doing it now, and I think now matters. Now is the most recent, the quickest I could bring it to you. I've got everything to back it up. I got the sources. I got the documents right here. And again, I will post this commentary on the KNSRadioNetwork.com/interviews page immediately after it airs this morning. So with that being said, give us your feedback. Hit me up on Facebook. Shoot me an email, kevinkeith.news@gmail.com. I'm Kevin Keith on Facebook. A lot of you are friends with me. Hit me up on Messenger. If you got my phone number, shoot me a text. Let me know what you think. And the next time you see your commissioner representative in Walmart, tell him that thanks to Kevin Keith and KNS, I'm not as stupid as you think I am. Because I certainly plan on doing that. And hopefully there will be more. As you uncover certain things, you know, you pull one strand and all of a sudden someone's naked. I don't know if that's the best analogy or not, but that's all I got. So that'll wrap up the program here for this Thursday. Thank you for indulging me, and I hope I was able to lay it out for you where you fully understood it. If not, you can go back and listen or, again, hit me up with comments or questions. Want to thank our community-minded partners again with KNS who bring it to you every single day. We've got Heather's Flowers in Frankfort, The Oasis, Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, ProBite Computers plus Pizza Hut of Frankfort. And I will see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock for the finally Friday edition of Morning Sickness from the KNS Radio Network.